Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Antonia Fasanelli, who is Executive Director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project. And Antonia is here this morning to talk to us about various things that are going on with the homeless population and their legal rights. So, Antonia, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great having you. I know you're busy, and I know you folks do so much good stuff and have for years to help our most vulnerable citizens, and so it's an honor to have you. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and they hopefully shouldn't be after hearing the show, could you please tell us a little bit about the Homeless Persons Representation Project?
Certainly. So HPRP, as it's often called, is a free legal services provider to people who are homeless, both in Baltimore City and around the state of Maryland. We provide free civil legal aid on legal issues that we know are likely to help people get off the streets and into housing or keep the housing that they desperately need.
Great. Great. And what as your position as executive director, your job is to make sure everything works, right?
That's exactly correct. Yes. My background is actually in legal services. I am an attorney and represented low-income tenants in housing matters for many years before I came to HPRP.
Great. Great. Now, let's talk about the project. I know that you folks provide services.
Yes.
I know you do a lot of other stuff beside that.
Yes. So we do provide free legal services to people who struggle with homelessness. That might be legal representation in efforts to get into housing or to keep their housing in eviction cases. We might help them get public benefits like veterans benefits or Social Security benefits or food stamps. Or we also try to eliminate barriers to employment.
Yeah, I think people have a kind of a inadequate knowledge of what kinds of barriers there are for homeless folks to get some of those basic things that all of us kind of take for granted, and that we get, i.e., us employed, reasonably stable, et cetera, folks do so easily.
That's exactly correct. There are many benefits and many barriers to actually getting benefits for people who struggle with homelessness. For instance, for persons who have served our country in the military, oftentimes people who have not served in the military assume that it's relatively easy to get benefits from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. And when it comes to disability benefits from the VA, it's actually very difficult to get those benefits. Mm. If the VA has denied a benefit, it can take more than 4 years to actually appeal that benefit within the VA.
4 years, and so what's somebody going to do in the interim?
That's exactly right. And so those kinds of delays actually contribute to homelessness in our country.
I would think.
Makes it very difficult for veterans who served our country to be able to get the kinds of assistance they need to reintegrate into the community and to be able to live independently.
Has that improved at all? Because we heard a couple years ago about, Senator John McCain led an effort to improve things for veterans, and there were a lot of grim kind of exposés of the existing conditions.
It improved in only one respect. What improved was the processing of initial applications for benefits. And as a result of the improvements in that area, many applications were quickly granted or denied. And those that were denied, if they were denied incorrectly, went to the appeals process. And part of the reason that we have a 4-year backlog in appeals is because so many applications were denied incorrectly at the initial stage.
So that's homeless folks. And these are folks, that's veterans. And veterans, one would assume, have a little bit more leeway than a regular person who finds themselves homeless.
I think that's a common assumption that right. folks have in the community, yeah. but it can be just as difficult for someone who served our country to get the benefits they need as for someone who did not.
Right.
For instance, someone who's just struggling with a disability.
Right. And I know that you mentioned also the awful situation where somebody who's homeless finds themselves in some kind of legal problems.
Yes. So many of our clients might be facing eviction. That eviction might be a wrongful eviction. They might be entitled to stay in their apartment, but be struggling to defend themselves on their own. And so we provide free legal representation to low-income tenants who are struggling to maintain their housing.
Could you give us an example of that?
Sure. Oftentimes we will represent tenants of government-subsidized housing. This is housing where the government provides a subsidy to pay the rent for a low-income tenant so that it's affordable to him or her. But sometimes there are glitches or mistakes in the way that the government runs that program. Sometimes the tenant will be charged a rent that is too high for their income, or sometimes there'll be some other kind of bureaucratic glitch. As a result, the landlord may seek to evict the tenant because of some dispute over rent. And because it's some kind of mathematical error, the tenant will attempt to defend him or herself, but have trouble doing that. We might step in and help in that kind of situation.
Yeah. And how often is a situation like that resolved positively?
Quite often. Legal assistance can make a significant difference for people who are struggling to maintain their housing. And one of the things we struggle with in the city of Baltimore is actually having enough lawyers to represent people in housing court, including rent court. And our colleagues at the Public Justice Center published a study several months ago that really document how difficult it can be for unrepresented tenants to articulate their defenses in rent court.
Yeah, that was a great study. I guess that would be on their website?
It would be on their website, which I believe is publicjustice.org.
Great. That's publicjustice.org for that study about the various problems and the various solutions mm-hmm. that are there for mm-hmm. dealing with this. Speaking about solutions, I'm going to mention this a couple of times, but I never ask you about what the contact information is for your organization.
Certainly. So we are located right downtown in Baltimore City at 201 North Charles Street, Suite 1104. We also operate 10 community-based legal clinics around the city. So folks can connect with us by coming to our office or through any of these community-based legal clinics.
Great.
Our phone number is 410-685-6589. And our website is hprplaw.org.
Great. And I assume that you're open the regular 9 to 4 or whatever it is?
9 to 5:30.
Okay, 9
yes.
to 5:30. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I know that you also do work in helping folks stay in shelters.
Yes.
And the whole gamut. I guess when people mostly hear about homeless people, they think about shelters, and they think about what sometimes goes on or sometimes should not go on or in shelters, because those are the things that make the newspaper.
Sure.
But what's the reality of it legally?
Sure. So a small part of our practice is representing people who are in either emergency shelters or short-term housing mm-hmm. called transitional housing. And occasionally there will be a dispute that arises between our client and the shelter transitional housing provider. Typically, those cases are resolved rather informally. Mm-hmm. It might be something where there's been a curfew violation or something of that kind. But, honestly, the homeless services providers in the city who provide shelter and transitional housing are very much our colleagues in the community in the movement to end homelessness. And so for the most part, we have been able to resolve those issues, as I said, informally.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's great. Sometimes you only need a problem between two people only needs a third.
Yes.
Objective.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Indeed, that is often the case, and we appreciate it when that happens.
Yeah, that's an aspect, I think, of the provision of legal services that sometimes is underappreciated or underknown by the public, because it isn't just a matter of going to court.
That's exactly correct. And I've often shared with my colleagues that if we can resolve an issue through some kind of policy change or some other informal approach, that is always the preference. We see litigation as a tool of last resort when an issue is unable to be resolved any other way.
Absolutely. Speaking of policy, what changes need to happen to help the homeless rights and of people that are homeless?
I'm so glad you asked that question. And I think it's a very timely question. As you know, just Saturday morning, a homeless man died in front of City Hall, which is a great tragedy and a reminder of...
Symbolic.
Indeed, but also a reminder of what a housing crisis we have, both in this city and across the country. There are quite a few things that we can do locally to ameliorate that condition. one of them is an exciting new development called the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. The Affordable Housing Trust Fund actually was just created on November 8th on Election Day, when Baltimore City voters overwhelmingly voted in favor of amending the Baltimore City Charter to create an Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This fund, when it is funded, would provide resources to create, preserve, and rehabilitate affordable housing, including deeply affordable housing in the city.
Yeah, hear, hear.
This is a tool that has been used by a number of communities, Montgomery County, Washington, D.C., to provide housing to people who are struggling with homelessness or who are living in conditions where they are paying far too much money for their housing. So that's a critical step.
Amen. Amen. To help out your organization, do you need volunteers?
Yes.
Donations?
Absolutely. We love to have volunteers and we love to have donations. We have a very large volunteer corps of people who have some connection to the legal community. So lawyers, paralegals, and even law students can volunteer with us. You simply need to go to our website, hprplaw.org, to learn more about that. And if you're interested in donating, hprplaw.org is a place where you can donate online as well.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. We've got about 30 seconds, Antonia. What would you add?
I would add that given that we just inaugurated a new mayor in this city, I'm very hopeful that the new mayor will push an agenda that creates more affordable housing for people who desperately need it in our city. Saturday was a horrific reminder that we need a mayor with the leadership to create more affordable housing, and we trust that Catherine Pugh will do that.
Yes, we all do. We're depending on her to rally the resources, human, material, and physical, to get it done.
Yes.
So let's hope for all of us that she succeeds.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Antonia Facinelli, who's Executive Director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project in Baltimore, for being our guest. Thank you so much, Antonia.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Will do.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for listening today. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.